On today's show, Nissan says it's going to drop its own EV batteries and buy them from LG instead, a look at the all-new Hyundai Tucson, and how profit sharing will play a role in the UAW negotiations. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for July 17th of 2015. The rumor started in Tennessee nearly a year ago, and now it looks like it's official. Nissan is going to stop making its own battery cells and start buying them from LG. Nissan CEO Carlos Ghosn tells the Wall Street Journal that LG makes the best EV batteries in the business. That's bad news for the joint venture that Nissan has with NEC. Ghosn used to claim that Nissan had a technology and cost advantage over everyone else. This also threatens the battery plant that Nissan built in Tennessee. The U.S. Department of Energy subsidized building that plant to the tune of $1.4 billion. The plant employs 400 people and has the capacity to make 100,000 battery packs a year. But this year, U.S. sales of the Leaf will probably fall below 20,000 cars. Meanwhile, the supplier industry continues to consolidate at a fast pace. The big Canadian supplier Magna announced yesterday that it's buying Getrag, the German transmission supplier. The deal is worth $1.9 billion and will give Magna a powerful position as a supplier of powertrain components. Earlier this week, we reported that June marked the 22nd month in a row of year-over-year gains for medium and heavy-duty trucks in the U.S. But according to Volvo, that streak may be coming to an end. It says the U.S. heavy truck market has peaked, citing a 19% drop in second quarter orders, including a 50% drop at Mack, which Volvo owns. While heavy truck sales are a good indicator of where our economy is headed, don't fret too much. Volvo says it doesn't foresee a dramatic downtrend in the market either. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Hyundai. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
While most automakers continue to see red-hot sales of crossovers and sport utes in the U.S., Hyundai is not one of them. It's faced production constraints and a limited lineup. But help is on the way. Hyundai plans to finally join the crossover party in a much bigger way. It starts with the third-generation Tucson, and if you're familiar with the current 2015 model, you might not recognize the new one.
We have a lot of new changes for the 2016 Tucson. First of all, you notice the great styling that we've got for the vehicle. Secondly, you also notice that the vehicle's gotten quite a bit larger as well. A lot of that space has gotten into the cargo space of the vehicle, where it's about 5.3 cubic feet larger than it was last year. Additionally, we have a new powertrain for the vehicle, which is a 1.6-liter turbo engine that's mated to our 7-speed DCT, which yields excellent fuel economy and excellent performance.
That new styling, by the way, is courtesy of Hyundai's Fluidic Sculpture 2.0 from the latest Genesis. And there's a variety of new technology inside and out. Everything from blind spot detection safety system to a smart liftgate and what Hyundai calls automatic emergency braking. The third-gen Tucson has four trim levels, the SE, Eco, Sport, and Limited, with prices starting just under $23,000 for the SE front-wheel drive, up to the top package, the Limited Ultimate all-wheel, at just over $34,000. Hyundai hopes the 2016 Tucson, which hits dealerships this month, will increase its crossover sales this year to the mid-$50,000 range. Then, with increased capacity, it wants to bump that up to the $90,000 range next year. Chevy showed the refreshed 2016 Silverado the other day, and now it's the GMC Sierra's turn. Like the Silverado, it gets a reworked front end with new grille, bumper, and LED lighting. It also gets new C-shaped LED taillights. The 2016 Sierra will be available in the fourth quarter of this year. Coming up next, a look into profit sharing and UAW contract negotiations.
Why Tucson? There's the 17-inch alloy wheels, a panoramic sunroof, and the rear-view camera. And if that's not enough reasons, the touchscreen nav can help you find a few more. The Hyundai Tucson.
Labor negotiations with the union just kicked off this week, and that also happens to be the topic on Autoline this week. John is joined by three experts on the issue, and in the following clip, they talk about the pros and cons of profit sharing.
With the variable compensation since 82, but certainly since 2011, the Detroit Three have paid significant profit sharing or variable comp. In the last 4.5 years, probably close to $40,000 a year.
At Ford and General Motors.
Yeah.
At Ford, Chrysler was about half.
So let's think about this. At Ford, if you're paying $40,000 a year, $40,000 over a 4.5 year period, that's approximately $4.50 per hour per employee. Yeah. So we need to address this issue in a communications way, that is strategic communications to the membership of the UAW, that you do benefit from these feast and famine, because we are going to have a strong automotive market through at least 2017, maybe longer, and they can be the beneficiaries of it. But they have to look at the package differently.
Yeah.
Well, the number that you just said, we took a look at, what if you got a 3% pay increase every year in the last 4 years? That would have put about $20,500 of extra money in their pocket, half of what they got at GM and Ford. So the bonuses paid more, but they're not guaranteed. That's you have to be willing to take some risk to get the reward.
So what other issues will the two sides be haggling over? You can watch that entire show right now on our website, autoline.tv, to find out. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.